ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Presumed contenders in the fight for the White House were both at the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. ABC's Jim Ryan was in Brownsville and said there were supporters and critics of both President Biden and former President Trump.
Ali Schmidt would have voted for Biden, except that
Joe Biden has been enabling genocide in Gaza.
In Eagle Pass, Jesse Fuentes is furious about Governor Greg Abbott's heavy-handed approach to the border.
This unwanted militarization of our community is unwelcome.
But just what Donald Trump says is needed.
In Washington, Congress approved another stopgap funding measure averting a government shutdown. Firefighters in the Texas Panhandle are struggling to contain the largest wildfire in the state's history. It's only 5% contained. It's blamed for at least two deaths. In Russia, thousands turned out for Alexei Navalny's funeral 2 weeks after the opposition leader died in a penal colony. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24-hour tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of this year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. $32 million cut from diversity offices is now going to workforce development at Wisconsin State Universities. Lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee took the final step yesterday. Democrats are slamming the Republican maneuver.
It was never proposed that this delay was intended to find additional resources to assist all students. This delay was created in order to remove resources from certain students.
Representative Tip McGuire. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Food pantry use is at an all-time high across Dane County. Representatives with six area food pantries say that demand for food has risen 112% over the past 2 years. Last spring, pandemic-era support for the pantries from the federal government ran out, leaving the pantries in a lurch while more and more people came to them in need. Still, they say they haven't turned people away, but have had to put limits on how much food people can take. Officials in Greene and Rock County say they still need some help after a tornado tore through the Broadhead area earlier this month. They're asking for volunteers to help clean up the Price family farm on Sunday. They need help picking up trees, brush, and other debris tossed throughout farm fields. The February Tornado Recovery Task Force helped to organize cleanup efforts after tornadoes touched down earlier than they had ever had on record. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Packers are thinking defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst watching players work out, including the top-ranked defensive back in the draft, Iowa's Cooper DeJean, was asked if he'd enjoy playing again with fellow Hawkeye Lucas Van Ness, Green Bay's first-round pick last year.
It'd be cool to play with Lucas again for sure. I love the Iowa guys, you know. So he was a great teammate, you know, to play with. Just an absolute freak. I've talked to him a little bit throughout this process. He's given me some good insight.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago after beating the Hornets last night, 111-99. Doc Rivers says Damian Lillard is not only a lights-out shooter, but good on defense as well.
Damian has great hands. It's like you saw he got another steal in the second half. He told me that. He said, man, Doc, coach, I can play defense. It's just that Portland, I had to do a lot of offense. He said, now I can concentrate a little bit on both ends with all these guys, and he's doing that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow. Sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
At my company,
We're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
When conservative Republicans want some fast action, as in Bush versus Gore or the challenge to the student loan debt forgiveness policies of the Biden administration, the conservative Supreme Court justices move with Josh Hawley type speed to make it happen.
Alpha liberal.
And that was giggly Chris Hayes, star of stage screen, and of course DC sexy liberal, yes, along with Glenn Kirshner, who cannot join us soon enough this morning.
Just and Chris Hayes was the giggler.
Can I just say our alpha liberals on fire yesterday? Eric Swalwell, oh my God, I wanted to kiss and date and marry him. He was just fantastic, right? His whole like questioning, and I wish it was televised.
Yeah. I know,
I
wish.
His whole questioning of Hunter Biden was all questions about, you know, stuff that Trump and family,
yep,
did.
Yep.
And then he said to Comer, is the transcript going to be released in English or Russian? I mean, come on. Come on.
That was
That's
funny.
Comedy. Bam. That's comedy.
Punch him right in the funny. Basket. Figuratively. Okay.
Basket?
The basket. Isn't that what the thing is down there? Your basket. Okay.
It's not a basket. If anything, ladies have baskets.
All right. I listen.
But the bread basket is like the middle of your chest.
Right. Let's not quibble because, as you know, I hate everyone this morning.
Yes, you do.
Okay. What happened now?
Everything.
Is this going to make for a great out of the gate?
Oh, by the way, you have to look forward to. Tim tweeted yesterday, in the first half hour, Stephanie emptied her craw and her colon and slammed herself into a hard break.
This is true.
Yeah, I think very this true.
Is, I may, people tune in true. Now because I may just like self-immolate,
yeah,
like explode like a spinal tap drummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, yeah,
yeah.
Everything. Just rage and feces everywhere. Backed up since 2000, the Bush v. Gore decision. Overlaid
since
the Hillary 2016. Pardon me. Yeah.
Since the Johnson administration.
Johnson. Oh, that's right. Because my diet is heart cheese and drywall.
Yeah.
I haven't had a bowel movement since the Johnson administration.
Thank you, Wolf Blitzer.
Andrew Johnson. All right. That was an old Jim Ward bit.
Yep.
Chris and I, for some reason, were remembering a Jim Ward bit when he did George W. Bush laying on the Oval Office rug that he wouldn't stop talking about, that he loved so much, and he was
it was
this,
yellow. It was a yellow rug.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Optimistical.
Yeah.
And he was eating a sucker. And
yeah.
The Jim went, grapey. And that just stuck in Chris and my...
Yeah.
It so tastes grapey. Okay. Because I don't, that was having some
See,
Supreme
I haven't
Court
known you
flashbacks.
That
long. Yeah. Supreme Court flashbacks, yeah, that, you know, have you ever gotten re-angered over
old stuff?
Yeah. Installed. Stop the counting. Installed. George W. Bush in like, ooh, record time. Wow, did they get to that? Toot sweet. Huh?
Oof-da.
That's a legal term.
Toot
as
sweet?
I mentioned, toot sweet. In a
it's
jiffy.
It's near torque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, you guys don't, you probably don't remember, but then we had the worst security failure in our history on George W. Bush's watch because he was hugely incompetent. And they don't want to listen to anything Clinton said because remember they were like, oh, BJ guy. BJ guy says, we should be worried about Al-Qaeda, hair on fire, right? If we, Al Gore would not have missed the Al-Qaeda, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. If Al Gore, I'm sorry.
It wouldn't have.
Then we attack, talk about killing civilians. Oh my God. How many civilians did we kill in Afghanistan? And guess what? It took a Democratic president one bullet to take out Osama bin Laden. And then George Bush illegally invades a whole other country and kills hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. Oh my God, based on a pack of lies. Okay. Hi, good morning.
This is quite out of the gate.
Yeah. Wow.
I hadn't even gotten to, but did I get to my hate tweets? Hang on.
Not yet. No, you haven't.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Oh, because speaking of genocide, I am a fan of genocide, mm-hmm. as you know, this morning. I am. Oh, yeah. I'm a bulimic ditch licker. Also, someone called me a drunk. I stopped drinking for 3 years, and now I drink very moderately. But that's what, you know, I have to drink to aid my support of genocide.
It numbs the pain.
It does. Oh, Brian said, Dean Obadala, your friend, Stephanie Miller, could care less about the genocide. I hope you've cut ties with her. No, actually, we're going to be having Dean on more. But
can I be a grammar Nazi right now?
Thanks, Brian, for
it's
your thoughts.
It's not could care less. It's couldn't care
thank you.
Less.
Thank you. So thank you.
If you're going to be insulting.
If you could care less, then you would care less.
Oh, here right. is, you know what? The nice thing, Chris, is there is balance among my hate tweeters.
Oh, are you a Zionist hoodlum now?
I'm a Zionist hoodlum supporter of genocide, but also I had the sand N-word.
Oh.
Dean Obadala on yesterday. So that's how much. Oh,
okay.
This is. Tom Hagen, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, we love that guy.
You said he has 8 followers?
8.
He might have more. I'm making him kind of famous.
He had 8 as of yesterday.
Way to go, Steph.
I feel like he addressed my concerns, Jody. You know, we have a little body image problem. And so yesterday he called me. He used to call me a bulimic ditch licker. Then he just called me a ditch licker. And I was like, oh my God, do I look fat in this shirt? Is that what you're saying?
So he
re-added. Yes. So he is addressing my concerns. He re-added bulimic.
Good for him.
That was nice.
He listens.
That was nice of him.
The Stephanie Miller Show should point out I am neither bulimic nor an alcoholic nor a supporter of genocide. But okay. That's not important. Now, Tom tweets, did I hear the bulimic ditch licker tell sand? Actually, he spelled it nagger because I think he thinks he's clever.
Okay.
Dean, that we, quote, play by the rules. That's rich. Right. Democrats, we do play by the rules,
yeah, we
and
do.
That's why...
To our detriment.
Exactly. Yes, that was our point. I see. He thinks he's... The racist always said they're being clever, that he didn't say the N-word. He said nagger. See how that's funny? Because ha, ha, ha.
Because that gets it around Twitter's...
Sure.
Censors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. By the way, I read Dean's excellent piece, which we linked to yesterday, about Gaza, by the way, speaking on this subject. And I just thought, you know, he made a lot of great points. Yeah. But this one, I was just, he said, Biden publicly talking about, he spoke about this on the air, Biden publicly slamming Netanyahu's indiscriminate bombing in Gaza recently. And recently, Biden reportedly stated that Netanyahu is giving him hell and is impossible to deal with in terms of reaching a ceasefire. The reality is Netanyahu has long been a part of the GOP apparatus. Thank you, Dean. From his open disrespect of President Obama. Mm-hmm. I thought I was the only one talking about that. But to his open support of Trump in 2020, there is little doubt Netanyahu is now undermining Biden in an effort to help Trump win in 2024.
Yep.
Exactly.
That is a really, it's a great point and a very, you know, and this is emotional for him. He has relatives and he's part Palestinian. And so, you know, Chris and I were talking yesterday after the show, this horrible... The stampede for the aid and
they were hungry people.
100 and something. Yeah. People have been eating animal feed for like 2 months.
That's
terrible. So can I just say something too? I don't trust Hamas or the Israeli military. I don't know who to believe.
No.
But it just goes to show you how complex this situation is, you know. The Israeli army says, you know, people, they were approaching threateningly. So they opened fire and a lot of people died in the stampede. Aid organizations have said it is almost impossible to deliver aid now because of both the Israeli military and Hamas stealing everything. So once again, just what a horrible cluster of epic proportions.
And we can't get the real story out there because IDF isn't letting journalists in there.
I don't trust
to wander around
says.
Without their.
I don't trust what anyone says, and it's
you can't right now.
Right.
I, you know, when I asked Dana yesterday, like, I don't know what this is, why she was saying it's like above our pay grade. Like, would they get rid of Netanyahu if we cut off aid? I'd be for that today then, if that's, but I don't think in a democracy you're going to accomplish that. Like, I don't, anyway, but I just, and I thought this, I saved this from the, what the hell's going on now with the stupid Congress? And here's the difference in not just Trump and Biden, but the parties. A journalist asked one of the Republicans, saying, we're going to try to get this thing through the House, blah, blah. Oh, so Congressman Golden, one of the reasons this is a $49 billion instead of $60 billion is because money for humanitarian aid to Gaza is not included in this. Why is that not included? Well, he goes, oh, well, we just really wanted to get the bill out of the Senate down to the blah, blah, blah. Really? So that's the people that aid is optional for, not President Biden, the Republicans.
Yep.
Think Gaza aid to Palestinians is optional.
Yep.
And it's anyway. All right. Did I get everything out of my craw?
I don't know.
Not yet. You've got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if I got most of it out of my craw, then I obviously still look like a bulimic bitch.
Well, that was nice of him to say that you still look bulimic,
right.
I think.
That
was
I am
sweet.
Exhausted, and I'm not even out of the gate yet. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to talk to Glenn Kirshner and then, of course, Fugelsang and Frangela, because we have a huge... See, I'm wearing my justice. I still believe in justice. I still believe. I really do. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, we have a huge sexy liberal announcement in hour two on Monday.
Yes, we do. It's huge.
I mean, it really is huge. That's not hyperbole.
We're going to have a cast of thousands to help us make this.
Yes. Yes, there will be a cast of thousands.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a teasy little minx you are. Okay, this just, I guess we have to, where is it? Hold, please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 21. Yeah, because this is, sums up everything you need to know. So Trump does a stunt photo op at the border. And I, okay, said this.
Because everybody I speak to says how horrible it is. Nobody can explain to me how allowing millions of people from places unknown, from countries unknown, who don't speak languages. We have languages coming into our country. We have nobody that even speaks those languages. They're truly foreign languages. Nobody speaks them.
What? Like, for instance, whatever that was that you just said.
His wife
people...
speaks five languages.
Right. Yeah, so... he just bragged about that. Yeah. Wow. Nobody speaks them. That's weird.
Nobody speaks
languages. Oh, so it's like a lot of people are coming across that are now that speak a language that no one else speaks?
Yeah, Inuwin.
Chicopee Inuwin. Is that what he's saying? There's billions of Nels coming across the border.
An army of Nels.
An army of Nels. I wouldn't be concerned then.
Tay Inuwin.
As far as the eye can see.
We need to stop this. This is Operation Nell. Chickapee, Tay in the Wind. You know, for an alcoholic genocide supporting ditch liquor, I'm really having fun this morning.
Yeah, you're having too much fun. Pull back.
All right. Let me take a break.
Okay.
Okay.
How's the poop situation? Do you need to run out of here?
No, I'm fine.
No, she's
okay.
Good.
All right,
I'm good.
She's good.
Yeah,
good.
Yesterday was a little bit epic.
Okay.
Okay. Woo! All right, 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi.
Hello.
You know what? It's people that really love pets are always coming up with something new.
Yeah.
I just bought the dental chews. And they're, if you think Mr. and Mrs. Kisses were sweet before. Right, Jody, you get kisses.
They are.
Yeah. Chris blocks them with a giant block of muscle arm. But I'm just saying, if you knew you would how sweet their kisses are, you would allow it, Chris. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And they're, oh my God, when they eat their Dr. Marty's, they're also, I love the smell. I can tell it's really good. It tastes really good because it smells amazing. But they... I'm in a mood this morning.
Yeah.
Listen, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients in Nature's Blend. I'm just telling you, and then they throw in a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits, vegetables, you name it. It's all raw, freeze-dried, so the flavor's fantastic. And the good news for you,
what?
Shelf-stable, pantry-safe, no mess, dry to the touch. You don't need to put it in the freezer or the fridge, all that.
Saves room in your fridge and freezer
for your
own food.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. And this is real food, like you feed your real kids. Right now, my listeners get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. They also have Nature's Feast for your kitties.
Meow.
DrMartyPetz.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, "Well, I can take care of this." And Wisconsin says, "No. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home."
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
is the Stephanie Miller Show. How about this exchange? Matt Gaetz, were you on drugs when you were on the Burisma board? Hunter Biden, Mr. Gaetz, look me in the eye. You really think that's appropriate to ask me? Gaetz, absolutely. Of all the people sitting around this table, do you really think that's appropriate to ask me?
Oh, goodness.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. There's a few allegations of Matt Gaetz's drug use while child sex trafficking. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
See what I did there? See, he doesn't say he's on coke like Don Jr. does.
Oh my God, did you see a reporter when Hunter Biden's going out? Was, like, was that your coke in the, was that your cocaine in the White House a few months? Oh my God.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
See, Matt doesn't admit to it like Don Jr.
Right.
does.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Karen in Chicago, hello.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, wow. Another day in America with the Republican Party. You know, yes. little...
It is, you know, I wake up, I am an enigma wrapped in a riddle. When you wake up as a, what is it now, Jody? Mm-hmm. I am a genocide supporter who has sand N-words on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. Well, I just want to, okay. So little known fact. First, I want to say this. I was in an all-girl punk rock band called Army of Nels.
No,
no,
you were not. You just made that up. That's funny, though. That is fucking up. That's funny. Now, here our big not hit, really. Chicopee.
Okay.
Followed up by our second, the flip side.
That was
Hey.
On a way.
Hey in the Wind. Hey in the Wind. Hey in the Wind was our signature
yeah.
song.
Uh-huh, right. Your follow up.
Yeah. That was your B side.
That was funny. That was good delivery, Karen. We actually bought that for a half.
Yeah, we did. Like,
wait,
yeah.
wait, what? I can picture it.
Thank you. You know what? by the way, Jody, oh my gosh, I knew that was you. What is this song, Lonnie song?
Shut Up and Dance.
Played? That was awesome, and I knew it was you. I heard it, and I'm like, that sounds like Jody.
She has a lovely voice.
And I was
voice.
Like, it's awesome.
Thank you.
I can't. I hope it's released
and
widely.
And she's pretty,
really
and she's
good.
Smart, and she has a rocking body.
It's, yeah. it's still a demo, so yeah. technically I shouldn't have sent it to Bob, but Lonnie Oops. Said it was okay.
Yeah, well, I am excited
right,
for when it's not a demo.
Yeah.
But so, you know, this is the thing. I just want to say that the courts, what we're seeing with the courts, it's not a, it shouldn't be a surprise to any of us, right? And Mitch McConnell and the conservatives in this country have been gearing up for just this kind of a situation. And honestly, I feel like it's a brick in the foundation for what Project 2025, with the help of Russia, yeah. China, Iran, all of these autocrats around the world.
Yeah. By the way,
are
Karen,
trying to do
somebody,
in this country.
Somebody unearthed that video of Sidney Powell. I mean, they mm-hmm. said it out loud. The idea yes. of the insurrection was to stop the count so that it would go to the court.
Yep.
Alito was involved in this. Clarence Thomas' wife was involved in
yep.
this. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. And so can I just, and a little plug. So Anita and I are recording our podcast, True Blue Politics Podcast. And we have two women joining us from globalextremism.org. They are a watchdog group. The two women, they worked for the Southern Poverty Law Center. I will
yeah.
send you their contact information. They're awesome. They
okay.
break it down in a very digestible way, but we're going to have them on and it's going to drop tomorrow for our Patreons, and then on
Let
Sunday
me guess.
For everybody else.
What they want to say is, America, mm-hmm. you in danger, girl. Is that pretty much the...
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah,
All right.
I'm excited for the conversation.
All
Love
right.
you guys.
Have Love you, too. Time. Love you, too. Christopher, Hi. Who
Uh-oh.
Said, speaking of judicial doings today,
uh-huh.
who said the idea that someone I consider a strong, badass female lawyer, Fani Willis, is getting raked through the coals based on rumors and gossip makes me want to set the record straight? Who said that?
Peppermint Patty.
No, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
That was a good guess.
Okay.
No, Georgia State Representative Stacey Evans.
Oh.
I asked this yesterday, but I can't wait to ask Glenn Kirshner. I do not understand this at all. I don't understand this ever happening before, where someone that is that's being prosecuted makes a charge and then is able to put the prosecutors on trial. I don't understand the whole conflict thing. Like,
there's no
she,
conflict.
If she was sleeping with a juror
or the judge, sure.
That's a how is sleeping with someone on your own team a conflict of interest?
It's not.
It's probably happens every day. 11 billion courtrooms around the country, defense or prosecutors might be sleeping with each other.
It's happened on this show.
She did try to hire two other lawyers before him, by the way.
We're not talking about me.
Oh, I see.
But I mean,
the famous one is Marcia Clark and,
right.
and Chris Darden. Chris Darden, but it happened. I just am like, there is no conflict. I am literally gobsmacked.
There's no conflict.
Yes. Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour, Glenn Kirshner next.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. You've heard of inflation, but what about shrinkflation? Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes companies are putting less product in their packaging but charging the same.
Wheaties went from a family box of 16 ounces to 14 ounces. With some of the dish detergents, they actually haven't shrunk the size of the bottle. They just put less liquid in it.
Baldwin's Shrinkflation Prevention Act would empower lawyers and regulators to fight back. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Madison Fire Department and community paramedics are carrying new medicines to help people through opioid withdrawal. Starting Friday, they will begin carrying buprenorphine. The prescription drug is FDA approved and is effective for treating opioid withdrawal and opioid use disorder. It can help provide some protection against accidental overdose 24 hours after it's taken. Madison is just a third fire department in the state to start carrying the drug. Will it be the Moonbeams or maybe the Lake Monsters? Madison's new collegiate softball team is asking the fans to help them decide on a new name before their season starts this June. They're running a March Madness-style competition where you can vote for your favorite name in a bracket. The first round closes on Tuesday, and they will choose a final name for the team in April. Earlier this week, the team announced that they had hired Raquel Savoy as their new head coach. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When they want want to slow walk something, as they do in this case, then they move at the speed of Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office dining room watching an insurrection unfold. Wow. So there's no doubt that there is political will being exercised within the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin. Star of Stage Screen, Sexy Liberal DC. Speaking of which, yes, he cannot be gotten soon enough. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner! Glenn
Kirshner! Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
I'm told there was yelling when you heard the Supreme Court ruling. I'm just going to open this up for you to yell for 15 minutes. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steph. I'm not much of a yeller, but, you know, sometimes when things reach critical mass, you got to yell.
Yeah. I mean, not to blow your MSNBC gig, but this I thought was such an interesting tweet. Matt McDermott said, honest question, why do the networks still have legal analysts who try to analyze the Supreme Court through a legal lens when the court has repeatedly made it clear it is a political body working to benefit Republicans? Ain't that the truth? I mean, every legal expert, including you.
Steph, but right. Here's what I'll say in our defense. We have to let people know how things are supposed to work, how the rule of law actually has worked for a very long time. And then we have to highlight why what the Supreme Court is doing is not normal. They're not showing allegiance to the rule of law or the Constitution. Like people keep screaming at me, Glenn, you see, justice doesn't matter. And I says, you know what? It matters to me. It matters to you. And if we don't fight to get back to it, well, then we're just giving it all over to the bad actors. So we got to keep screaming.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they want, is us to be. Mark Elias has been out talking about this. That's what they want, is us to be hopeless and despair and not turn out. I mean, but, you know, Joe Walsh, another one I saved for you. Urgency. It was never treated with sufficient urgency. For the first time in American history, a president lost an election and tried to overthrow the election, and nobody treated it with the urgency it required, because what Trump did was so unprecedented, our entire political and justice system froze, and they all simply waited too damn long to deal with it. You've expressed, and a lot of people obviously expressed, impatience with Merrick Garland for a long time, but it's not just him, is it? I mean, you know, how we got here.
It's many of the institutions of government. And if you just look at what the Supreme Court has done to the American people recently, now, most recently, they just stopped Donald Trump's criminal trial dead in its tracks for trying to overturn the results of the last presidential election. And they gave him sort of a clear runway to try to do it again, because I don't think Judge Chutkan's trial will now be underway or complete by the time the next presidential election rolls around. But Steph, what else did they do? I mean, they take contributions from Republican billionaires. They operate under no rules of ethics. They sit in judgment on cases in which they have actual conflicts. They revoked women's constitutional privacy rights. They have all but decimated the prospect of equal educational opportunity for minorities. They've sanctioned business discrimination of gays and others cloaked in religious piety. This, I am sorry to say, is no longer a legitimate Supreme Court. That is one of the things we now need to scream about, because the rule of law won't save us. The Supreme Court won't save us. They didn't save us in 2020. We saved us. The American people, the voters saved us. And Steph, it's up to us again in 2024. Yeah. And I am confident that we will save us again in 2024. Then maybe we can start to clear house and right the American ship and get the institutions of government up and running again.
I mean, speaking of above the law, you said you have to wonder if Brett Kavanaugh is concerned about the 4,500 citizen tips about his unsuitability to be a Supreme Court justice that were delivered to Trump but never investigated. Might that be a motivator for Kavanaugh to rule one way or another on Trump's immunity? Well, that's even the least glaring of the conflicts. Clarence Thomas' wife was part of the insurrection that, you know, I mean, this one, by the way, Glenn, we found this old, you know, Sidney Powell interview. She suggests the purpose of the insurrection was to delay the Electoral College certification to give Alito time to intervene on this legal challenge. Powell says they didn't anticipate Pelosi reconvening Congress that day. I mean, Nancy Pelosi may have single-handedly saved our democracy, but I mean, that suggests Alito was in on this.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, the institutions of government that are equipped to stop, for example, Supreme Court justices by when they violate the law, the financial disclosure laws, and fail to report the donations they're getting from Republican billionaires. You know, it's the Department of Justice that's letting us down. We know that certain Supreme Court justices are corrupt and compromised. We have mechanisms in place to address that. You can investigate, you can indict, you can impeach. None of that's being done by the Department of Justice. So where do we turn, Steph? We turn back to ourselves, the American voters. Unfortunately, we are the only ones on whom we can rely. Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah. I love the way you always say it. You said Supreme Court makes consequential announcement is troubling for the health of our democracy, but we the people, I just love you always, WTP. That's us. That's us. Can write the ending by voting in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal. Let's do this. That's the way to say it. It's, you know, and you hate to have to say it that way, but yeah, this has to be too big. The margin has to be even bigger than last time because okay, let's talk quickly. Jack Smith, Andrew Weissman tweeted, Jack Smith requests a July 8th Florida trial on the classified documents case, so he clearly does not think the D.C. January 6th case will be possible then. Where are we with all this? The only thing we know is in New York, you know, election interference hush money cases going forward, right?
Here's where we are. Donald Trump, for the first time, just said, hey, Judge Cannon, We'd like an August 12 trial date. As you mentioned, Jack Smith just requested a July 8 trial date. And Donald Trump, when has Donald Trump said, I'd like to be tried in a federal case before the election? He just said it to Judge Cannon. Please set August 12. Why? Not because he believes Cannon will force him to go to trial in August, but because I think she can use that as a blocker. In the unlikely event the Supreme Court returns the case promptly to Judge Chutkan, she will now be blocked out of trying the case before the presidential election. I believe that's why Donald Trump, for the first time, has said, I'd like to go to trial in a federal prosecution before the election. Judge Cannon, can you please set August 12? Wink, wink. You got me? You got me?
Yeah.
And you block out Judge Chutkan? What the hell else is going on there if not that? Do you really think Donald Trump wants to be tried in an espionage case before the presidential election?
Yeah. I mean, so, Glenn, speaking of judicial effery, I cannot seem to understand a reason for anything that makes sense to me about this Fannie Willis, how does this happen that a judge allows someone that is being prosecuted to then prosecute the prosecutors? As we were talking about before you came on, I get that if she was sleeping with a juror or the judge, that's a conflict. How is this even an effing discussion? I mean, first of all, and you have a guy that now has admitted, oh, I was just gossiping. I don't really know anything, you know?
Yeah, so here's the thing, Steph. First of all, I am a big fan of shedding light on whatever's going on and making sure prosecutors are on the up and up and are not violating the rights of the defendant, but you have to control the scope of a hearing like that. And once you realize there's no conflict and there's no financial benefit, the financial benefit would have been Fannie Willis saying, you know what, I don't think Donald Trump committed any crimes, but I'm going to indict him so I can hire a special prosecutor so I can then take that special prosecutor's salary.
Yeah.
That would be bad, improper, unethical, sanctionable, and prosecutable. That's not what happened here. So at some point, you have to rein in the scope of the hearing once you've answered the question. There's no conflict, there's no financial benefit, and there's no prejudice to the defendant. Done. Let's set a trial date. And it's sort of spun out of control.
Just because, a district attorney really needs a guy to pay for half a dinner or vacation.
Right.
So offensive. Here's the thing they're saying. So This is they're saying the a lot will depend on whether the standard Judge McAfee uses is an actual conflict of interest or the appearance of a conflict. Are you kidding me? What does any of this have to do with Donald Trump's guilt? The appearance of a conflict? I mean, how is that the standard? First of all, the relationship.
Well, actual conflict is the worst. Appearance of conflict is bad because then the theory goes the people can't have faith in the outcome of the trial because there appears to be a conflict. So appearances are important, but here there is no there, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think Judge McAfee will rule that there is no conflict and let's move through this. And you know what? If there was some ethical misstep, then Fani Willis and others can be referred to Georgia State Bar Council and they can look into it and they can sanction her, reprimand her if they believe something was done that was improper that gave a rise to an appearance of conflict. But there's no there. And I think Judge McAfee will rule that way.
Yeah. And apparently the relationship ended before they sought the indictment. It's hard to argue the due process rights of Trump and his co-defendants were violated. I love this. They said that if there's an appearance, though, it could mean trouble for Willis and Wade, quote, because the shadow has been cast over the whole thing. The shadow being they're both black, in my opinion. I've just never heard of this. I mean, we keep saying the famous one is Marsha Clark and Chris Darden, but I'm sure this happens in courtrooms all over the country every day, that people on the same team are sleeping together because they work long hours together or whatever. I mean, this metadata, how does that prove, you know, they obviously live and work in the same area, like, so they're trying to use his phone data? I mean, I said, you know, the other day, are they this close to saying, exactly when did you stick your in her? I mean, seriously? How much up in her panties are they going to get?
Yeah, they know there's no fire, so what they're trying to do is sort of blow on the embers and generate some smoke, and that's the best they've got. Yeah. I think we will, you know, this will be in our rearview mirror probably in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be on to the next attack against Fani Willis for who she is and what she's doing, trying to take down Donald Trump. But you know what? She's a street fighter, Steph, and what you saw her testimony. What we need is a street fighter. This is not a flippin' cotillion, right?
Yeah.
This is a cage match trying to take down somebody who's tried to destroy our democracy and said, if given the opportunity, he'll be a dictator on day one. And he'll do it all over again. And this time he will succeed. This will be the last opportunity we have to vote come November.
Yeah.
And if Donald Trump wins, we will not need to vote again.
Yeah. Well, and he could likely be a convicted felon in this New York case by then. By the way, speaking of the fraud case, you said Trump must put up more than $450 million to appeal his New York fraud case. Yet he just tried to lowball the New York court, saying he'd only put up $100 million, and the court will have to spot him the rest. It's like he thinks he's at a flea market haggling over the price of tchotchkes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned the old show, Let's Make a Deal. I'm like, or I think you mentioned his contractors. It's like, really? Well, how about you take a penny on the on the dollar? It's like, that's not the way the justice system works.
You know, he's required to put up $550 million to file an appeal. And he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, New York courts. I'll give you about 20 cents on the dollar and you can spot me the rest. I said, I don't know if he thought the New York courts have a fraud forgiveness program, but they don't. And what this proves, Steph, is Trump is circling the drain financially. You know what he offers as an excuse? I don't want to sell my properties to satisfy this lawfully entered judgment. Are you flipping kidding me? Guess what? Fani Willis is going to start seizing his stuff.
Oh.
That was close.
Yeah.
You didn't have to beat me there. No. Fani Willis has got his number, just like E. Jean Carroll and Roberta Kaplan have his number, just like Jack Smith has his number.
Tish James, I think you mean. Yeah.
Tish James. They all have his number.
Yeah.
They have his number. And he's going to go down. It's a matter of time, and it's a question of how many people will he take down with him, and how long will all of this linger, as assisted by the Supreme Court and Judge Cannon down in Florida. Ultimately, he's still going to go down.
Let's take a moment to say good riddance to Mitch McConnell. You said Mitch McConnell's legacy, at least in part, will be violating the Constitution by denying a president's Supreme Court nominee a confirmation hearing, ignoring the Senate's advise and consent responsibility. I mean, it goes on and on. You wrote a whole great thread I read yesterday on the air about the damage that Mitch McConnell has done to, you know, this country, the Senate, the judiciary. I mean, it's almost immeasurable, isn't it?
Nobody better celebrate this guy's tenure because, you know, when he violated the Constitution by telling Barack Obama, I will not give your Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland a confirmation hearing, Steph, what he did was violate the Constitution. And if it were me, I don't want to second guess President Obama, I would have said, Merrick Garland, the Senate has waived its right to provide advice and consent expressly. They've waived it. So please take your place on the Supreme Court. Here's your black robe. And then Mitch McConnell would have broken down. He would have backed up. He would have given Merrick Garland a confirmation hearing. That's the way street fighting works when you're trying to save a democracy.
Yeah. It's a lot. You tweeted, talk about a tangled Republican web. Jim Jordan and James Comer using Russian ties to try to impeach an American president. We are running out of, synonyms for unprecedented, but... just a bad week all in all. You tweeted, I'm so sad we lost a wonderful, funny soul in Richard Lewis. When I started as a legal analyst back in 2018, he sent me a message saying that my analysis made him feel much less anxious. He spoke for a lot of us.
That made me laugh. I love that was his line. That's like, you know, Rodney Dangerfield saying, like, hey, you make me feel like I'm respected. I love that line from Richard, and we developed a six-year relationship where we would chat – and I felt it when I heard the news, because what a wonderful soul he was.
I got to hang out with him in the green room at Ari Melber once. And, you know, you just, it's for a comedian, you're like, oh, God, comedy legend. So, and he was just nice and warm and funny, as you would expect. You said with his last message, which was just a few days ago, you said, I'll miss his talent, warmth, his decency, his dedication to the health of our democracy. Just a tough week all in all, right?
Yeah. We can only go up from here, Steph. Yeah.
Well, listen, these guys can tell you I'm like a poodle on linoleum, so that's your main job is calming me down.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. Love you, Glenn.
Love you, Steph. Love you. See you guys.
Fifty minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genuselling as a verb.
Uh-huh.
Whether you want to do it while you're wintering or summering or antiquing, please, Genusell like Chris Lavoie.
Yes.
I do it every morning. I'm telling you, guess what I did? I switched things up.
What'd you do?
Because you know it's like cross training.
Sure.
This is like cross training for your face. Yeah. Normally, I start with the XV cream in the morning.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I start with the firming serum.
Okay.
The vitamin C firming serum. Mm-hmm. Then I usually do the XV cream. Guess what I did today?
What'd you do?
I did the probiotic moisturizer. Ooh. My face is like,
all right.
What has this happened here? Hmm? And then I use Gen 90 for my under eye wrinkles, forehead wrinkles, and that thing in your neck.
Yep. That thing.
Gen 90. They are always coming up. They're always innovating over there at Genucell. Gen 90 is brand new. Use it around your eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You can feel the tingly. Genucell has 400% of the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. I've been using it literally since I first started lying about my age. Genucell XV and Gen 90 on special sale right now at Genucell.com. Included in the bestseller package, the best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear. Order now, Genucell.com/Stephanie. Genucell.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last. Plus free shipping. Genucell.com/Stephanie.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever
wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry. Tuning my guitar. Okay, this was what we were mentioning to Glenn Kirshner. This is Sidney Powell on tape. Okay.
Yes, we were filing a 12th Amendment constitutional challenge to the process that the Congress was about to use under the Electoral Act provisions that simply don't jive with the 12th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And Justice Alito was our circuit justice for that. Louis Gohmert was the plaintiff in our lawsuit. And we were suing the vice president to follow the 12th Amendment as opposed to the Electoral Count Act.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it me, or is that she's basically implicating Alito? And this was part of the plan, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Grassley knew that Mike Pence didn't think Mike Pence would be there. This is, I mean, this is what we were saying about Jack Smith, I think, is trying to narrow the indictment because Trump is obviously the ringleader. But, man, I agree with whoever is saying.
Get them all now.
Drop those indictments, including Ginny Thomas.
Yep.
50, that'll blow up the Supreme Court real good.
Oh, yeah.
58 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang coming up.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili?
That is a really good question. That is.
Boy.
Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili.
You really have an opinion.
Oh,
there,
I do.
Sam.
I do.
Yeah, no noodles for Sam.
No. Okay. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti.
Right. Okay, I was going to say, do you want noodles
exactly.
with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.